WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
I'm former WWE superstar Al Snow.
Hey, everybody. This is Biff Naked.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is Eric Bischoff, and you're listening to WTR Sunday Nights.
Give me your attention for a moment.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Does that sound like fun?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Best investigative reporting on the planet.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Anything about that seem unusual to you?
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Don't. Sir, me, young man, you have no idea who you're dealing with.
The Omega.
And I don't want nobody calling me son or kid or sport or nothing like that, cool?
Heartbreak Mike.
Mikey, when they let you out of jail.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Now that's the worst disguise ever. That guy's definitely an alien.
You keep your ears open on this one.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
It's me, it's me, it's that D-O-double-G mobbing once again with Wild Talk Radio.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you ever see the movie Casablanca?
Same thing, except no Nazis.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Imagine what you'll know tomorrow.
WTR Sunday Night.
All right, I'm in. Because look, there's some next level shit going on around here, and I'm with that.
You have to remind me of the times when Will Smith could make a good movie. God. God, it's been so long. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It was a simpler time in the 90s.
It was. Jeez. I loved this movie when it came out. And then the sequel came out, and I kind of stopped loving it.
And then they did a third?
I've never seen the third.
Neither have I, thank God.
Ooh.
But we'll hear
congratulations, we have tape.
We'll hear the music of it later in the show.
And you won't recognize it because who saw it? This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
Or we did have Heartbreak Mike.
Oh, there you are. Mute button get the better of you?
Yeah, a little bit, and Sprite Remix.
Ah. Alright, that'll do it too.
Yes.
Mike, you almost didn't make it to the show. Pulling back the curtain too far.
Rage.
And, of course, joining us, as usual, we have the one and only Tim Stein.
I saw Men in Black. And, yeah, so I saw it.
So Tim saw a movie, everybody.
Men in Black 3. I saw it. I did.
So...
the actor who played the young Tommy Lee Jones character.
Okay, then. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's Wrestling Talk on a Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio. WTR Sunday night.
Wait, what's going on?
I don't know.
We're doing the show now.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no.
We talked wrestling for 2 hours, and then we put you to bed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Yeah, coming in with a little bit of Men in Black reminding Omega when Will Smith was able to make a good movie.
After Earth and Suicide Squad.
Gave it to Dad and things went to hell.
I want my son to be famous.
Good luck with that. He needs talent. Just because you married Jada Pinkett and you both squeezed out a kid doesn't mean your talent actually got passed through the genetic code.
As AJ Lee said, talent is not sexually transmitted.
Too bad. Definitely. Mike, you're mad at me, I can tell.
It's fine. You know what? It's quite all right.
But you raged about it.
Touche.
You want me to apologize? Okay, I apologize.
It's fine. You don't need to apologize. I actually thought it was funny.
But, you know, I actually found a movie clip with that your name was being used in, so I had to use it.
Jesus Christ.
I had to use it, so I used it. There you go. Yeah, so I guess you could say we took a bit of a hiatus last week. Somebody went and spilled paint all over the place, Rock?
Yeah, that's what happened on the football field. You didn't get the reference? Apparently not. So the Hall of Fame game last week got canceled because they put paint on the field, and it was so bad it was tarry and felt like cement.
Well, yeah, you know, not knowing the story would basically explain why I didn't get it. Because I didn't know about it.
So okay,
thrilling!
Thrilling! Thrilling! Go back!
Yeah. So, anyway, we're going to be all really, like, super rusty tonight, so don't expect miracles or a great show. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. You guys, you never expect that.
Yeah, it's not as if some of us just came off of another podcast less than an hour ago and couldn't possibly be, you know, prepped and tuned up for this.
What podcast did you come off of?
It was my toy podcast. We're supposed to go for, like, an hour and a half, and went for 2.5 hours. Are you shocked?
Well, no, I'm going to two different directions, and I think Mike knows one of the directions because he sniggered in his nose.
You're sick.
What? A toy podcast as opposed to a toy podcast. One of those things that's funnier in your head. Anyway, enough the mouth. We'll leave that to Connor. Well, apparently he's not shutting up. Still, good old Mr. McGregor yapping a couple of weeks ago. What was he saying about the WWF wrestlers doped up fakes and stuff like that? Something, you know, I'm paraphrasing.
It was kind of hilarious to me because it's like the wrestlers that you would expect to not respond responded. Well, yeah. Some of them that you didn't expect to respond responded. Kurt Angle responded. He was like, very funny little guy. Why don't you get your head out of Dana White's ass? Sasha Banks singing Bring It. Rusev talking about so much talk for a guy who fights 15-minute matches twice a year. I thought that was funny. Roman was like, you're the size of my leg. Shut up. He had no right to talk. Sheamus.
Yeah, thank you. Roman, shut up.
You're the size of my steroid-injected leg.
Talking about Roman. Shut your fucking pie hole. Let everybody else take him down.
I'm sorry. I was in tears when I saw that. I was just like, the moment he said that, I was like, shut up, Meg. Anyway, Sheamus, he was like, never show a Jack Russell a mirror. It thinks it's a majestic Irish wolfhound. Really, just an annoying wee yapper trying to sell tickets. Shut up, Sheamus.
Not a big Sheamus fan, are you?
No, not anymore. It's like, they don't use you well anymore. My favorite, Bubba Ray Dudley. I would pay good money to see Kurt Angle stretch the piss out of Connor and make him tap.
I think that Kurt Angle would probably make some mincemeat out of him.
And then AJ Styles. I think McGregor would do well in the featherweight division if the WWE had one.
See, McGregor is one of those ilk of people that piss me off just because wrestling is predetermined. And here we go again, all diehards defending fake wrestling again. Just because it's all storyline, it's all scripted out. Oh, it must be fake. It hurts. You have to have one hell of a set to be able to go and do that shit that they do. Not once every 6 months, not twice every 4 months, but in some cases, 320 days a year, five nights a week.
Oh yeah. Shut up, Roman. God.
And here is shooting on John Cena. John Cena is 40 years old. Now, there are people under the age of 30 listening to the podcast saying, oh my God, 40, he's old. He should retire and go to the old folks home. As somebody who has surpassed the age of 40 some time back, I can tell you right now, I wish I was 40 again. 40 ain't so old, people.
Mm-mm. Axe to Jerry.
You know, Mick Jagger once said when the Rolling Stones first started, I don't want to be touring and singing when I'm 40 and an old man. And he's like 90 and Keith Richards is still that. Then they're still cranking out new records every year. Keep yourself in shape. You don't break down that quick.
Exactly.
So, I'm just starting to, get really sick of Conor McGregor.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
I think he's doing this just to get attention because WWE is getting more attention than he is except Roman. But that's neither here nor there.
What's up, Canada?
It's just, the word is why.
Well, here's the thing. You know, if I'm looking at it from a Vince McMahon style point of view, which, you know, I do a lot of because I have been in that position legitimately, I'm loving this and I'm hoping Dana White doesn't put the reins on Conor McGregor anytime soon because all he's doing is bringing free publicity to the shit that I'm putting out the 4 nights a week. Keep talking, guys. Oh, by the way, everybody on the roster, go ahead and tweet to Conor McGregor and anybody else that beaks off. Oh, except you, Roman. Go sit down. And Triple H, just keep a low profile. But, I just, you know, so Vince has got to be very quietly smiling at the added attention this is potentially possibly giving WWE. What do you think?
Well, if you want to go back to the adage that all attention is good attention. Or there's no such thing as bad press, one or the other. I mean, yeah. I mean, it raises attention. This is good.
No publicity is bad publicity. And that one sentence has two different meanings. Thanks for playing, Connor. Go away. Shut up and get ready to lose your next fight.
Shut up, Meg.
All he only needs is a pink knit wool cap. We should start up a collection and send one to him. What do you think?
Actually, that would, okay. You know what? That could work.
Well, you know, we'll get on GoFundMe or Kickstarter or something like that. And, how much does a pink knit wool cap cost? You probably get a half decent one for what? $15? Looks just like Meg's?
Probably so.
So, okay, everybody, we're going to start a GoFundMe, campaign and we're trying to raise $15. So we need, $15. Donate, please.
Nice pink knit cap, pair of glasses and a packet of hot dogs. Go fuck yourself.
That was good. Okay. That I'm laughing harder than I should at that one. Thank you very much, Omega. Guys, you've been following CWC, haven't you?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I think you should.
Some of us closer than others, apparently.
Moist.
Okay.
You guys should tell us all about it.
I don't want to be close to Mike right now. I've got a gross step.
Oh, shut up. Go ahead, Omega. You can start first.
No. You seem eager. You go ahead.
There are two matches that I'm eager to talk about. And the two matches that actually stand out to me right now was Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano. That match, yes, I think we talked about it already, but that was an amazing match. And then the match of God, Kota Ibushi versus Cedric Alexander.
So, the first time when I saw Ibushi's first match, I went, okay, he's good, but maybe a little bit overhyped for what I've heard about him, because I don't have that much exposure to his time in Japan. This, Jesus Christ, this, now I get it.
When I first heard of Kota Ibushi, I saw him when he was facing, El Generico, formerly also known as Sami Zayn. And the guy can take bumps. Like, if there was an award for Supercell, him and Dolph Ziggler would be like neck and neck. From just being landing on his head, taking a brain bust in the turnbuckle, and just seeing all his accolades to fighting Shinsuke Nakamura, Finn Balor, some of them. But when you put him, go ahead.
I didn't say anything.
Okay. But when you put him in a WWE ring against someone who can actually catch up, well, be on the same pace as him. Because, Tim, I know you've seen this. When you see a lot of wrestlers wrestle, it's hard for two wrestlers to be on the same page because they have different styles.
From
a book, and I know, you know, from a booker's point, it's like, okay, how am I going to book these two different styles? But Cedric Alexander, I love his work. I've seen him in PWG, Ring of Honor. He did small things in TNA, but that's neither here nor there. He can adapt. And the way that he adapted against Kota Ibushi, and then just the story that they told. First, Kota Ibushi kicking out and then getting kicked in the head and then getting, and then kicking out again. Jesus Christ. And then these two were strong style. I'm sorry. The first elbow to the face by Cedric Alexander. Oh, when he was going for the German suplex, all you heard was ka-smow just in the back.
Some of the, like, figuratively, people say, oh, sounded like a gunshot.
The drop kick.
That sounded like a gunshot.
It was, yeah. And then when Kota's kicks, those kicks are very hard. Because when he kicked Cedric Alexander, I was just sitting here. I was like, my chest, I'd rather take a chop because that looked like,
Yeah.
And then one thing also about CWC, I love the commentary. Can't believe I'm saying it, but I love the commentary. But that match that night, the commentary alone was amazing.
Well, that's what Mauro Ranallo brings.
Which, like, is why.
He's so good at just, like, not only does he know the moves.
Yes!
Just great. Straight. And I'm so sick of Michael Cole just saying, wow, he planted him with that one. Oh, huge impact.
That's because Triple H was smart.
They have moves. They have names. And when you give them names, they seem like technique. They seem like practiced things, not just, oh, he caught him and slammed him on the mat. That's just something he did.
Triple H is smart. That's what it is. He's like, it's all right. So I'm writing down this commentary team. Daniel Bryan, of course, because he knows half the cruiserweights. Who should be his co-partner? Not Michael Cole. Nope. Dad-in-law fired Jim Ross. Who else? Corey Graves? Nah, I don't want him. JBL? Too much of an asshole.
God, no.
Well, Ronaldo, let's give you a try. All right, let's see what we got here tonight. And
JBL would spend the entire time talking about how all of them are midgets that still live in their mom's basements.
No, I could hear him just, ball game, ball game. Okay. Just from the kicks on its own.
That's, you don't even need JBL. Like, when you're talking a match like Cedric and Kota, you just need the JBL button that just shouts ball game every time you hit it.
The moment you hear like a drop kick or a lariat or something, he just ball game.
Like, you don't, like a match like that. Yeah, there's a lot of spots in it, like just normal spots, you know, that I thought that's going to take him out. That's like, going to be the move.
And I love it. And then when they got out the ring, the moonsault from Kota, and then he missed it. And then Cedric just flying gracefully. It was just, to me, it was just seeing an indie show. And then one thing I have to say after the match, and I think I can really respect Triple H for this.
Mm-hmm.
He listens. He actually listened. The crowd chanting, please sign Cedric. I love Triple H's reaction. He's like, okay. All right.
One thing I can always give Triple H is he knows how to work a crowd. Face, heel, he knows exactly what to do to get that crowd to do exactly what he wants.
And he was face of the year for that moment.
It's always been such a weird dynamic. If you watch him on TV, he's the ultimate heel. He's the bad guy, corporate head, honcho type.
But you watch him
on the network, like he's Papa H.
Yeah, he's Daddy H. It's like, Daddy H, we just want this guy. All right. You promise to take care of him? Yeah? You give him a good match? Yeah? Okay. Let's sign him. And it was also good to see Tajiri.
It was. It's nice to see Tajiri still has that much in him.
Isn't he like 40? What is he? 46, I think?
let me summon the power of Google. 45.
Wow. He still looks the same. Fuck.
Like, but I can see some age on him, but yeah, he can still go.
Still do the Buzz Ranchelo. I'm just sitting here like, sweet lord. But from what it's looking, it's like, oh my goodness. Let me see. The bracket now, it looks really freaking good. Let me see the CWC bracket. Super Google, please let me see the CWC bracket. Oh God. Yes, I said that. Maybe I shouldn't call it Super because it's acting like a jackass right now.
He gave it an ego, so I was going to do whatever it wants.
Yeah, no, it's a heel. How about that Jack Gallagher, though?
I had to retake his name a few times in my head. It's like, no, I'm pretty sure there's a G in there. It's supposed to be pronounced.
Oh, Jack Gallagher, whatever.
No. You're actually correct.
Oh, shit.
Like, in my head, it was just like, there's a letter missing. And you're like, no, proper pronunciation.
There's a lot of letters missing.
Fair enough.
But, I'm really, it's supposed to be Akira Tozawa. Oh, so it is Tozawa versus Gallagher.
Ah! What was that?
I said Gallagher's name.
What did the grudge start?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
Not even gonna lie. That's one of the matches I'm looking forward to. Zack Sabre Jr. They're not letting Zack Sabre Jr. go full form. I'm sorry. They have him watered down because he can do so much.
Well, I think I got a lot of feeling about that out of the first round. Of course, they want to ramp it up.
Well,
like I said, I didn't quite get the hype for Ibushi after the first round. Second round, oh yeah.
What has he only? Oh wait, Zack Sabre's only fought once. Never mind.
Yeah, well, I had one match.
But okay. Like some of the matches, the first round matches, were just, dear God, what a slugfest. Ciampa and Ciampa and Gargano. That was a Jesus. That was a slap fest. That was a strong style fest. And then, as I see it now, I wasn't actually satisfied with Brian Kendrick.
I have to rewatch, but
because it was, I don't know. It was like, I guess I'm just used to the old school. But it's like now he is showing his age, and now whatever what he was doing while he wasn't wrestling, it shows. Like, to be honest, I don't even know how the hell he passed a wellness policy, but that's neither here nor there. Fucking pothead.
Are we sure that the CWC guys are even under a wellness policy? It might be like the Brock clause where it's like, well, they're not full-time workers.
Good point. You know what? I'm not even mad at that. You have a good point.
You know, not that I think the 160-pound guys are on steroids of any kind, but...
Nah, more of like Red Bull and 8-hour and 5-hour energy shots. Because it's like, they're like 100 and change, 100 and like, what, 140 and then all that jazz?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. But I don't know. I don't know. Like, this is starting to look like a really good bracket. All I can say is that the final four are getting contracts.
I would be shocked if half these guys didn't get contracts.
Most of them showed up on NXT. A family member of Roman Reigns showed up, but Roman Reigns.
I would think the very minimum of half of them would wind up with contracts, thing is they're bringing the cruiserweight division to Raw at some point.
Yeah.
Cruiserweights.
Yeah.
Still wondering why Kalisto didn't get invited to that. Hey guys, we're doing a whole cruiserweight division. Hey you, Rey Mysterio 2.0, get your ass to SmackDown. No, we want Sin Cara for our cruiserweight division.
Oh, stop that. Please stop that.
You are the stuff of nightmares, I swear to God.
Someone's got to be the jobber.
That's why Heath Slater's on both shows. Poor guy.
Super jobber.
He literally is a social outcast now.
Mm-hmm.
That's taking your gimmick one step too far.
That's true. I mean, next thing you know, they'll have a stipulation. It's like, all right, Heath, you win, you get a contract. You lose, sorry, you go to Superstars. No one wants to go to Superstars.
Saturday Morning Slam.
Saturday Night Velocity.
WWF Livewire.
There you go.
It doesn't even have a wrestling match on it. Go have fun.
Jesus. But, you know, that to me, you know, CWC, if anybody who has not watched the CWC, go see CWC. Forgot, Rick Swan. He's Baltimore native, seen him wrestle live. That guy can go. It's always on a dancing move, though. It's like Disco Inferno wannabe motherfucker. But he's really good in the ring. He's very passionate. And to see him and Cedric Alexander, oh, yes. Amazing. Let's just hope that if things go according to plan, Triple H will have him tag team. But, you know, we have to wait until Triple H becomes the new head or the new president of the WWE or chairman.
Sorry, Vince. We want a good wrestling back. Gonna have to die.
No more powerhouses, please.
No more Reigns. Hey, we let you have Ryback and look what happened. It's on you.
Somebody done screwed that shit up.
Vince screwed a lot of shit up because they're all going to, what's that company? Oh, I forgot. It's in a warehouse. I forgot. What was it? Thunder? No. Nitro?
No, I don't know. It's owned by the guy from Smashing Pumpkins now.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about that on the other side of our first time out of the evening. That being said, why don't we take our first time out of the evening?
Woohoo!
Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go away. On the other side of this break, we're going to be explaining to you exactly how the world is a vampire.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's apparently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gift bag or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? Play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot. But,
watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Oh, you Gundam style over here.
That's the horse you have, that's the horse
you have. Gundam style. Gundam from the Pokemon
game. Oh, not the pelvic thrust. Oh. Wait, Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I know what you
got. 800 million. Oh, I'm scared for the future. Yeah. This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'm heading to wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Hey, Margarita!
Oh, I hate that song. Rock, I think you just replaced the song in my head with the worst song. Now I'm watching some Hispanic dude do it in my head. Oh, now it's being cross-referenced with the Asian dude. Oh, they're having a mess.
Macarena.
Margarita style.
Macarena style.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw with me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. Whoa! You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain. You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner. Bo, please.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins,
this is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
It has returned.
I am looking for Sarah Card. Oh God, wrong house.
This is so not safe.
WTR Riffs presents the final deletion.
Oh my God, there's like an army of drones.
Ah.
Oh dear God.
That's not the kind of riding you're supposed to do on a lawnmower.
Jeff,
no.
Okay, I'm starting to think that these guys have more money than sense.
What am I looking at?
Jeffrey Nero, what are you doing?
Oh, this is a bad idea. This is a really bad idea.
Why do you always try to kill your brother with fireworks?
Available now at wildtalkradio.com.
Thank God, it's over.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your... What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
Alright, let's try this again. Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network at wildtalkradio.com.
I'm not here.
Not here?
Not here.
Not here. Okay.
The wonders of live radio.
Right? You know, I'm just producing and, you know, everything else just goes to hell. So, you know, it is what it is. Sorry, Mike.
It's fine.
So, TNA has a new president.
Boo.
Billy Corgan is the new president of Impact Ventures.
Boo.
Why do you boo Billy Corgan?
Because I don't know who he is.
He's a guy from Smashing Pumpkins.
Crickets.
That's literally what he is. And all he is.
A smashing pumpkin.
Dealing with a mosh pit technically makes him more qualified to run a wrestling company than Dixie Carter?
Alright, this is the horrible, horrible question. Who would you rather have as your president, Billy Corgan or Donald Trump?
Corgan? I have no idea what his policies are. Except that they're better than Trump's.
Dixie or Trump?
Jail.
Canada.
All right, now the serious thing. Do you think Billy Corgan and Omega will actually help Tina?
It's to the point where I'm like, it couldn't hurt. I mean, Dixie retains creative control, doesn't she?
No. She is now focusing on long-term planning, strategic partnerships, and global growth.
Because she's done so well at that.
That they gave her a title.
Gave her a title.
They took
and
her
and a corner in the warehouse.
That's exactly what they probably did. Because they've been running short on money, and Billy Corgan has had to step up and put in money of his own, and apparently it's gotten to a point where he's now bought in enough where he's now the president of the company.
Plucky little TNA always finds some way to trudge on.
He had his run with Resistance Pro, I believe it was called, in Chicago. Something to that effect.
Did he do any good?
People talked about it like it was good.
Viva la Resistance! No, wrong one.
Wrong one.
That's cool. Wrong one? Okay. That's cool.
No, it's, you know what? I think what we learned with Triple H and NXT and CWC and all that is when you put a fresh brain in the pool, sometimes you actually do get really, really good stuff.
Including a new championship division with MMA-style rules.
Just bizarre.
Jeff Jarrett is turning over in his grave.
I will give it this much. It's an idea.
But is it a good idea?
Okay. I will give it enough credit to go, you know what, it's ripping off MMA rules, but at the same time, it's actually creating a division of wrestling that hasn't existed before. You know,
so in
where,
other words, it's their version of hardcore 24/7 rules.
No, not like that. It's not played for laughs. You know, 24/7 was a comedy gimmick. You know, this has some credence because it means championships can be decided by performance rather than outcome. It means it's harder to hit a low blow behind the ref's back and get a sneaky pinfall for the win. You know, a lot of what you're used to in wrestling doesn't apply to a match done in this style where it's points and performance that matters. So you're going to have a lot of people who are going to have to get really creative in order to make your old school heel style work in such a situation.
And it could be more now that's turning towards more competition rather than heel face, whatever. Which could work. If done correctly. Again, done correctly. So as we're sitting here talking about the new phase of TNA wrestling, for those just tuning into the show, this is WTR, Sunday Night at WildTalkRadio.com. And I want to get the promoter's opinion on creating a new championship with MMA-style rules. Tim, what do you think?
If it's an MMA-style promotion, sure. But professional wrestling is not MMA. Why would you do that?
Because...
Didn't the Brawl for All prove that shit like that has no place in professional wrestling?
Except they're not doing MMA strictly. They're not doing Brawl for All. They're still wrestling.
But it's 3 3-minute rounds or 3 5-minute rounds or whatever.
Yeah, which means they have 5 minutes to impress. Which
now,
honestly actually means we might get some exciting matches out of this.
But can you get a lot done in 3 minutes? Per round.
Okay. Okay, so it's 3 minutes per round, three rounds, that kind of thing?
Yes.
I or is it 5 minutes?
I'm looking to confirm. Last I read it was 3 minutes,
okay,
3 minute rounds.
Okay, because in the CWC, I saw Cedric and Ibushi do amazing stuff in like 15. And for like 15 minutes straight.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's because they had no break.
But that's exactly, there's no break in there.
The difference between professional wrestling and mixed martial arts, professional wrestling, and you just set right on it, Omega. There's a flow and an ebb and a momentum to it that will get buggered up. And it's professional wrestling isn't supposed to be a stop, start, stop, start, start, stop, start, stop fight like MMA is. Now, if you're going to do a time limit draw, if you're going to do this special once in a blue moon, we're going to do it this way as a gimmick match. Okay. Maybe. Personally speaking, I'm really not a fan of this idea at all whatsoever. I'm not a big fan of time limit draws, but they have their place. Would you rather have a time limit draw in a wrestling match, or would you rather have them stop right in the middle of what they're doing after 3 minutes so everybody can sit down for 60 seconds and say, okay, now, blah, 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 oh, well, here's the bell? No.
Look, all I'm saying is at one time, hardcore stipulations where there are no rules was something completely unheard of in professional wrestling. At one time, cruiserweight acrobatic matches were unheard of. At one time, ladder matches were unheard of. Hell, at one time, cage matches were unheard of. It all starts somewhere because someone had an idea. And it didn't flow with what wrestling was at the time, but now we kind of accept it as is. I will give it enough credit to go, you know, there could be some interesting ways of doing it. There could be some interesting ways of selling a match 5 minutes at a time. And there could be some almost legitimacy. You know how much we hype up, like the Cruiserweight Classic because there's weigh-ins and, you know, like after the match, you know, you have two guys that, you know, they have to handshake before the match, after the match. Both stand in the ring while the referee raises one arm. And we have these things that, you know, it's still professional wrestling, but give it this air of legitimacy. Well, now you have this little segment of pro wrestling where it's performance that wins a match, not who's lucky enough to pin an opponent for 3 seconds. You know, and it's not so much, well, pro wrestling has this flow to it. You know, guys wrestle 5 minute matches.
But it also still comes down, it still will come down to a pinfall and submission for probably most of the matches.
You listed off a few, gimmick matches that have come to be, you know, gone on to become mainstays with practically every single wrestling promotion out there, mainstream, major, or indie. That being said, how many failures for every successful gimmick match are out there?
Oh, countless.
Exactly. Just it's like for every strike gold on, you strike out like 3 or 4 times with other ideas.
But that's invention. You just described how invention has worked since mankind could stand up on 2 feet.
Well, I don't know. On paper to me, doesn't seem like it would fly. But you never know. I guess, you know.
I'm willing to give it a shot. Yes, it sounds weird. It definitely does not sound like wrestling as I know it. But I think there's enough interesting concept to it where this just might be something decent.
Are there enough wrestling fans out there who are MMA fans to make this successful? Because one does not necessarily mean the other.
But
we know there are a lot of MMA fans who are wrestling fans, but not a lot of wrestling fans like MMA. They're kind of like the Trey Dog. They like their fighting fake.
But you don't need to be a fan of MMA to get behind this, though.
Well, it's MMA style, right?
It's MMA style. Yeah. It's based on rounds. It's boxing, too.
Yeah.
It's not just strictly MMA. It's like boxing as well.
And yeah, you know, boxing pretty much has gone by the way, gone by the wayside too. Really.
To their credit, they're at least trying, because I've read everything else they're trying, and, you know, the baby. So, they're hit and miss in their ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings me back to the original question of the segment. Do you think Billy Corgan, Tim, could actually help TNA?
Is this Billy Corgan's idea?
Probably.
That's, again, for me, personally speaking, a sticking point. I would do everything I could to shoot this idea down in my own promotion.
But going away from the idea, do you think he'll at least be better in the role than Dixie Carter has been?
well, he was successful. Like I was saying before, we had to take our quick little break. He had he fired up a pretty successful independent wrestling fed a few years back.
Resistant Pro, I believe it was.
Resistance Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
And it was popular, but how much of that popular was because he was the lead singer of a group that Mike has never heard of? And how much of that was because it was good?
You don't know, because none of us have seen what it was.
Next to impossible to say that. Resistance Pro Wrestling, I guess you guys have never seen it, but Resistance Pro was entertaining. It was a good little indie fed. I mean, it didn't feel like TNA, it didn't feel like ROH, it didn't feel like New Japan. It didn't feel like WWE. It felt like an indie show, small-time indie show that was really well put together and well done. Billy Corgan as president, taking over all of the duties that Dixie Carter had. Look, Dixie's nice to look at, but she doesn't belong on television.
Well, she'll still be on TV.
She doesn't belong there. She also does not belong in charge of a wrestling promotion, and she has proven it over 8 years. Longer than that.
Longer than that, Tim.
Yeah, a lot longer than that. We're talking 12 years.
We're talking about 14 years.
Well, the first 2 years, she didn't have it all to herself.
Okay. I think it was like 6 months she didn't have it to herself. But anyway.
Whatever.
Besides the point.
Daddy, buy me a toy. Daddy, I want a toy.
And they did buy another toy, and I think we should be all welcome for that. Damian Sandow, TNA, Aaron Rex, thoughts?
Yeah, he could be doing so much better.
What's his name in TNA?
Aaron Rex.
What's he doing in TNA?
Talking so far.
Does he have the Damian Sandow character, if not name, in TNA?
He cut a shoot promo on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it.
And?
Well, that's it so far. That's his role so far. He's cut the... Because they're taping 6 weeks of TV at the moment, so.
Yeah.
So he's going to be in the MMA Global Championship tournament, so. That's what they're doing. And also at the end of the show, let's see if I can find a picture for you. They did a dance party at the end of the tapings. He was right in the middle.
By the way, the winner of that tournament, are they going to have him face Conor McGregor in a special match?
No, they're not going to have Conor McGregor show up in TNA.
I only bring that up because of Butterbean.
Is Bart Gunn still around?
At least you got.
Is Bart Gunn still? Has Bart Gunn like recovered his long-term memory by now?
Possibly not.
Possibly not. So, Mike, what do you think of Sandow heading to TNA?
Good for him. It's about time, because I really, I honestly think that he's gonna, but it's kind of sad because whenever someone leaves WWE to go to TNA, they always, well, 92% of them soar because they get time, and then most of them are just injury prone, but that's neither here nor there.
So we'll see what they do with Damian Sandow.
We'll see what he does. We'll see. But knowing how TNA is now working, he is allowed to do indie shows. So he'll be able to do other places besides TNA. So
Which he's already been doing, so yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how that goes. So that's TNA. Let's talk about, you know, other TNA.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Here, before we continue on here, my little, temporary away from the show here was because someone outside, I could hear someone over like a loudspeaker thing. And like, it literally sounded like there were cops like asking for a neighbor to come out of the house, something like that. Weird shit. So stroll off into the backyard. It's an electric truck. And I don't know why they're having a conversation so loud over a loudspeaker at 11 fucking night, but they're shining like a light on the neighbor's roof, and I have no idea what's going on.
Maybe it's a utility fugitive.
Yeah, like I literally thought the cops were in my backyard. So I had to go check on it. Except, while I was out there looking at this electric truck, my phone buzzed. Rock, you want to take a look at your Twitter right now?
I just saw something pop up on my Twitter. Let's go to the Twitter machine at Wild Talk Radio for those wondering what Twitter is. You can tweet us along with us on the show. Let's wait for the Twitter machine. What kind of Pokemon did you find?
What do you think?
Pikachu.
You finally got your Pikachu.
Because an electric truck was in my backyard. Yeah.
You caught Pikachu because of an electricity truck.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Tim doesn't know half the reason, but that's awesome, Mega.
You don't have to play the game anymore.
I don't have to play the game anymore. Awesome.
You can if you want. It's fun.
I'm still going to find the Pikachu and then be done.
I can't find it on my Twitter.
Wasn't sent to you.
Wasn't publicly posted?
Well, it was publicly posted.
Well, I'm looking for it.
Anyway, I'll retweet that now so people can see what we're talking about so Tim can actually find it. So, we're going to do quick picks for NXT TakeOver, and then we'll take a break and come back and actually talk about SummerSlam in a little bit of detail. So, I'm going to give Omega the first hard-hitting matchup, Ember Moon versus TBA.
Oh, my God. I've heard so much hype for TBA.
Holy cow, you caught Pikachu.
Now,
which reminds me.
Now, to be fair, when we did TNA Pick'em on CB Radio, it was Braxton Sutter versus TBA. And TBA actually won. So, you know, when we do picks, TBA is currently undefeated. That happened to be James Storm, but you know. I don't think Ember Moon will be TBA.
No, not with all the hype promos and all that. I still say Ember Moon might be one of the coolest wrestling names I've ever heard.
Yes, considering who she is. Oh my god.
I love the name and the persona already, and I haven't even seen her.
Really? Yeah. Hold on.
Oh no. I've opened the floodgate.
You have. So all in favor, Ember Moon?
Ember Moon.
Ember Moon.
Yes.
Alright, now to a real matchup. No Way Jose battles Austin Aries.
Woohoo!
Austin Aries clean.
Tim.
Give it to the New Age AA.
Omega.
I'm trying to think of which way NXT would swerve this. It seems too easy to give it to Austin Aries, even though he's the better guy. You know what? I'll take Jose.
We'll go with the other dirty heel, Bobby Roode, taking on Andrade Cien Almas.
Bobby.
Tim.
Bobby.
Omega.
Glorious.
That
theme song is god.
It is awesome. Have we all seen the glorious bombs?
Yes.
Ciampa and Gargano win.
If Tim hasn't seen a glorious bomb, # glorious bomb on Twitter. The best is that Ciampa's parents sent him a glorious bomb. not knowing what they were doing, they just did one. Which is amazing. It was either Gargano or Ciampa, one of the two. But one of their mothers did it. It's like, fantastic. Alright. So we have, you picked the right Omega? Bobby?
Yep.
Alright. Tag titles, Revival versus Gargano and Ciampa, speaking of them. Mike?
Shit. You know what? Let's go with Gargano and Ciampa.
Tim?
Huh. I don't know. Ask somebody else right now.
So, Omega. Are you hoping for a big win from the Revival?
It all kind of hinges on whether or not they think the Authors of Pain are ready to actually challenge for the belts if Faces have them.
Yeah.
Because it's the only other heel team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say they drag it a little farther. I'll go with Revival.
It's all about them fantasy points.
Yeah.
Which we'll give an update on the scores.
I need that week where, you know, John Cena runs the Bobby Lashley gambit and wins every belt in 1 week. And Lindsay's team dies in a plane crash.
We have one final week for this first season. So it all goes down this week. Anyway, we'll get back to that in a bit. Tim?
Oh, I was humming and I was on, but yeah, I think the Revival are going to hold up for just a little bit longer.
NXT Women's Championship, Asuka, Bayley.
And aside from the Revival, Omega's going to be -5 again next week.
All right. Shit. NXT Women's Championship, Asuka, Bayley. Tim.
This is no fair. I want them both to win.
Well, you can't have that.
I know that!
But they're both winners, though.
Damn. Well, oh, fudge.
You cannot pick fudge.
Shut up, Rock. I can pick fudge. I made some. It's sitting in the fridge right now. It only took 3 minutes. Ugh! All right, well, I'm leaning toward Asuka, but I'm not going to tell you why.
Tell us why, Tim.
No, it's dirty old man stuff. Forget it. You're not grown up enough for it.
Mike, follow that.
I dare!
Cross-faced chicken wing.
So he goes with Asuka. Omega?
Welcome to the main roster, Bayley.
So it's a clean sweep for Asuka. And NXT...
You have a hard time saying clean sweep. You were going to say queen sleep.
NXT Championship's on the line. Samoa Joe versus Shinsuke Nakamura, Tim.
Gloss right over it. What are the chances Samoa Joe is going to come up to the main roster this year?
None.
43.67%?
You're pulling numbers out your ass, and that's just awesome.
You asked. I was thinking of a number. I was like, huh.
Okay, who wins in this match? The fans.
Besides the fans, which participant wins?
Tell me I'm wrong. The fans win. Tell me I'm wrong.
What participant wins this match?
I say that Samoa outlasts Shinsuke this time around.
Mike.
Oh wow. I'm gonna have to say that Samoa Joe's gonna end up being that guy. He's gonna be Shinsuke.
Omega.
Right now, yeah, the smarter play is for Joe to just be a solid wall. Yeah.
Until the day he beats him.
Hey, he's gonna take a beating, but he's gonna be the last one standing.
You know, two undefeated Japanese people are top champions in NXT. No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Alright, so there you go. NXT back to Brooklyn this Saturday on the WWE Network. Should be a lot of fun. I believe it's 8 Eastern? I believe that's what it is. So it's about 2.5 hours. So we'll see what happens this Saturday at NXT TakeOver. But Tim, I said we got a break.
Yeah, let's take a nice, relaxing time out. We'll reset. We're going to come back, and we're actually going to preview SummerSlam. Hey, when is SummerSlam?
Next Sunday.
Oh, my God. Are you guys ready? It's Pick'em. That's right. Pick'em SummerSlam.
Also, you got, like, probably a half hour. Go to WrestleTalkRadio.com. Vote in the all-time greatest.
Absolutely. Everybody listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. That slipped out. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
In the road, a maestro, nice flow, hot like nitro, cool as ice though. That type of dichotomy, y'all know it's gotta be. Who else could it be but me? Rub your eyes, behold the big williest. Dream supreme, beam straight from Phileas to eclectic. Female attractor, rapper slash actor, right back at ya. Into the next
This August, relive the best matches in SummerSlam history in video game form.
To the greatest of all time will suffer their first SummerSlam loss in a one-on-one match here tonight.
Subscribe now to youtube.com/trackradioshow to witness 21 days of SummerSlam history in video game form.
John Cena has held the WWE title 11 times. Daniel Bryan has never held the gold. And the question is, for Daniel Bryan, tonight, will he become the next John Cena? Will he become the next Rock? Or will he become the first Daniel Bryan?
Don't miss it this August only at youtube.com/trackradioshow.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
You think you know me.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge. You're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
Listen, baby. No. Yeah, you, baby. Back. Ooh, you groovy, baby. In. Let's make a movie, baby. Time. Excuse me, baby. Let's. Yeah, you, baby. No. Ooh, you groovy, baby. Back. Let's make a movie, baby. Time.
It's Special Worldwide. Agent A. Reporting live from Cape Canaveral. MK. Big Sack Fest Rap.
Back. Back. In. Time.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Wrestling Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And it's time for WTR's favorite pay-per-view pastime, Pick'em.
But before we do Pick'em, Tim.
We already do Pick'em.
Well, SummerSlam Pick'em.
Oh.
Before we do SummerSlam Pick'em, we have to do a fantasy update.
Dun-dun-dun-dun!
So, for week 10, the scores were, I had 18. Team Tim had 17. Team Lindsay had 9. Team Mike had 5. Team Omega had 1.
Sorry, Omega.
And then for the combined scores after 10 weeks, with one final week to go, Team Lindsay has 180 points. I'm at 106. Team Tim is at 98. Team Mike is at 97. And Team Omega is at 75.
Help me! Help me!
Your voice isn't high enough.
It's as high as it goes.
What happened, Omega?
Nosedive!
Going so well. Then all my idiots started fighting each other.
Wasn't that your worst fear come true?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Next round, I swear to God, I'm picking like half my team's coming from one brand, half my team's coming from the other. I need to minimize this shit as much as possible.
And then they're gonna kill the brand extension. Or no, better yet, there'll be trades.
Trades.
That's the only thing that's getting me points is that damn brand extension, because all the ones I picked are moved over to where they have a chance to win.
So yeah, one final week, it ends at SummerSlam, and then the following week we'll redraft with a couple different rules, and go from there, for season 2 of WTR Fantasy.
Woohoo?
Woohoo! Because Omega's gonna be looking for revenge. Because it hurts that he's losing.
No, it doesn't hurt. My asshole is bleeding.
Can we ban Lindsay from participating in season 2?
No.
Yeah, new rule. Lindsay only gets half as many picks.
No, she has to defend her title.
Lindsay can be SmackDown. She only gets one pick for every 2 we get.
That's not how that's gonna work.
Well, that sucks.
Hey, Tim, you have, let's see. Let's go through Tim. Roman Reigns, The Miz, Seth Rollins, Sasha Banks. Dolph Ziggler, Chris Jericho, Apollo Crews, The Usos, Darren Young, and Lucha Dragons. I mean, you really can't complain, like, when you have Roman Reigns, The Miz, and Seth Rollins, and Sasha Banks.
Yeah, it's still a pretty damn weak team.
When it's not, like, when the results are predetermined, it's just fucking luck. It's fucking happenstance that Lindsay was the one to get Dean. It's fucking luck that they decided to book Dean in this monster way.
Teddy Master.
And it happened all in one
night. Megan, tell us what you really think.
And it happened all in one night.
It happened all in one night, yeah. And I picked Cena at the one time when they decided to have him on a losing run.
Rage.
But now we go into SummerSlam, which will determine WTR Fantasy second place. You can interact in our chat room right now and give your picks, or go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork, or the variety of other Facebook pages that we have, or twitter.com/WildTalkRadio, and you can play along in the fun. You can even email if you'd like to, media@WildTalkRadio.com.
If you tweet WildTalkRadio, tag me.
You can also tweet @FlamesForums as well for picks, if you really so choose.
Just because I'm nosy that way.
So, up first, the Intercontinental Championship match, The Miz versus Apollo Crews, Mike.
The Miz.
Okay. Omega.
Begrudgingly, Miz.
Why begrudgingly?
One, it's The Miz. Two, still bitter over Ryder.
Alright, Tim.
Well, he's my guy and he'd get me points. So I have to go with The Miz, but I don't think they're ready to put any kind of a title on Apollo Crews yet. He's not quite Bobby Lashley.
You do, you do realize
that is such an insult to Apollo.
You do realize you also have Apollo Crews, right?
Oh shit. Yeah, I knew that. But I still say Miz retains the title. He'll walk out of there still the champion.
Okay. Enzo Amore and Big Cass taking on Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens. Omega.
Enzo and Cass.
Tim.
How you doing?
Mike.
I don't know. Because the chemistry that Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens has, wow. They should have done this since Kevin joined Monday Night Raw, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. But I'll just go with my pick, Enzo and Cass.
So, a little bit of a question for everyone. Who were the tag team champions going into last year's SummerSlam? Does anyone know?
Wasn't it the New Day?
Anyone else have a guess?
The Lucha Dragons. Wait a minute. Was it either the Lucha Dragons or was it...
The Usos.
The Usos.
Omega, would you like to venture a guess?
No, just tell me the answer.
What, you're not going to try to guess?
No.
It was the Primetime Players.
Wow.
That was a thing.
Because I'm watching SummerSlam, last year's SummerSlam now on the network, and it's like, wait, Primetime Players were the tag champs. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were a thing. And now they're fighting each other on TV. Amazing how that works. Speaking of and the New Day did end up winning the belts. Speaking of the New Day, the current reigning and defending tag team champions, they'll defend against Gallows and Anderson. Mike.
Give me my points, Gallows and Anderson. Wait, fuck. Gallows and Anderson.
Tim.
New Day.
You don't sound confident in that one.
I'm not.
Oh, God.
Why aren't you confident in the New Day?
They've had it for almost, well, you know, a year coming SummerSlam. It's a long time. They're going to be trying to push Gallows and Anderson. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sticking with the New Day.
Did everyone enjoy their segment on Raw? Gallows and Anderson, that is. Ring post-itis.
It wasn't funny.
You didn't like it?
How many penis or testicle related jokes were there?
A few.
I asked that question, or at least I would have asked that question last week had we actually been here.
Well, since it happened on Monday, you would have been just guessing, you know.
Genius fuck.
Oh my God. What serves you better, New Day retaining or Gallows and Anderson winning?
The ring catching fire. Fuck. Aside from the fact I get no points in this.
None.
It is a hard pick because A, it's the New Day, and B, there's not a lot for them to do if they keep holding the belts except keep feuding with Gallows and Anderson. And if you're going to do that, you need to actually, you know, have them, you know, as champions.
And it's about time that New Day actually chases something for once. It's been a while. It's been a year since they've actually chased something.
Are the tag team champions just, you know, are they universal or are they for just Raw?
Raw.
Until they make the universal tag team champions.
So in other words, the blue stamp titles. Okay.
The intergalactic Milky Way titles, yes.
Stop that.
Now, where is Stardust now when we have the Cosmic Championships?
Right. Anyway, by the way, has New Day overtaken?
I could have been the Venus Champion.
By the way, has Endo and Cass taken over New Day's spot as the top comedy tag team?
The thing is, I wouldn't qualify Enzo and Cass as a comedy tag team. Like, so New Day is very much a comedy act. Really good one, but a comedy act. Like, Enzo is just the best trash talker since The Rock. He is literally the one guy that has come into this company that I think could stand toe-to-toe on a microphone with Dwayne Johnson.
That would be an interaction.
WrestleMania coming soon.
Please. You got a Fast and Furious film to promote, right?
Oh, my God. Yes, he does.
He has many films to promote.
Yeah. Guy's busy.
Baywatch, Fast 8, you know.
Triple H, just listen to us this one time. Screw your father-in-law. Make it happen.
So, oh, I still have to pick, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gallows, Anderson, it's time.
WWE Women's Championship, Sasha Banks versus Charlotte. Dana Brooke has been banned from ringside. Tim.
Sasha retains because it's Sasha.
Mike.
It's Sasha when it gets me points.
Charlotte.
Shut up!
Omega.
Sasha.
Should be a good match. If anything, what they did on Raw, this should be really good. U.S. title, Rusev and Roman Reigns.
Shit.
Tim.
I predicted that Rusev was going on a very extended honeymoon. Well, he's going away in September because they got to have another thing. Well, gee, September's going to be like 2.5 weeks away. So, yeah, Roman Reigns wins, and I get points. And I get more points because it'll be for the title.
Screw you. Oh, my God. Because I have Rusev, so screw you.
Whatever.
I need the points.
Do you rock?
I do. Because if I have this perfect week that I can map out in my head, I could catch her score if she...
I'd actually see Lindsay's taillights.
If Dean actually loses and Samoa Joe loses, I could actually catch up a little bit. A lot has to happen.
Big if.
It's a perfect week, mm-hmm. including the Shining Stars winning a match. So... Anyway, Omega.
Yeah, I will not fault you for optimism, my friend.
Golden Truth and Shining Stars need to win and they cannot fight each other. Anyway, Rusev and Roman.
Roman.
Mike.
Ladder fluid in matches. Roman Reigns, of course.
And the ring is spontaneously combusted twice in one night. What are the odds?
Two Inferno matches, my God! And no Kane sighting.
No Kane.
1 year ago, it was Dolph Ziggler with Lana taking on Rusev with Summer Rae.
Back before this wedding they just had, fucked over the storyline.
Yep.
And it's taken Dolph this long for his career to recover.
Yeah, it has. So let's go there. WWE title, Dean Ambrose and Dolph Ziggler. Oh my God.
So we just gotta forget that.
We're going to go back to the other one.
I know.
But we brought up Ziggler, so we'll go with him. Oh, my God.
This is designed to give Dean a really good match. And that's pretty much it.
But Dean Ambrose is, or Dolph Ziggler, rather, is going into the Kent State Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
You know, you could put a WWE champion into the Kent State Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Dean Ambrose.
Mike.
Dean Ambrose.
Tim.
Lindsay has Dean Ambrose. The gods have decreed Dean Ambrose wins.
John Cena versus AJ Styles, Mike?
Give me my points, AJ Styles.
Omega, will you give him the points?
Give me my points, John Cena.
Fuck you. We can cut a promo series. Fuck this.
Tim, who are you giving points to? Mike or Omega?
Isn't John Cena buggering off to go do a movie in very short order?
It's Cena.
To correct him, it's a reality show, American Grit.
Oh, yeah, American whatever it was got renewed for a second season, so he's going to be disappeared for a bit. So he's actually going to have to publicly announce AJ Styles is the better wrestler. And Mike gets points.
Neener, neener, neener.
No hate, no hate.
Okay. You can't say we're gonna do promos and then and their first words to me are neener, neener, neener.
You never agreed to it.
He never disagreed to it.
He never said yes.
He never said no.
So are we gonna have the impromptu promo battle now?
And go.
No, ahead. I'm good.
Battle for him.
Well, those guys failed. Anyway, Universal Championship, the debut of the title, whatever the belt looks like. Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins. Omega.
There's part of me that is imagining the IWC collectively creaming itself if Finn actually wins this. Mm-hmm. And I acknowledge they are making him look like a stellar opponent for Seth. But I don't have that kind of faith in WWE booking, especially with a new title.
Mm-hmm.
Rollins.
Mike.
Finn.
Tim.
Go ahead. Because it's a new title, so therefore a new face. Balor.
Tim.
All right. Traditionally, how has WWE treated returning superstars coming back from injuries after they've had to give up the title because of the injury? You don't know because it's not any kind of statistic anybody pays attention to. However, everybody is behind Seth Rollins. He's the prototype heel you want in your company where he's still cheered on by the fans and they know they're supposed to boo him, but it's his work in the ring that keeps them glued. And yeah, provided he can avoid a back or neck injury, Finn Balor is going to be made to look like a million goddamn dollars, and he's going to be made to look like a main event threat in this match. But ultimately, Seth Rollins is going to get me a lot of points.
Dick. All right, Brock Lesnar, Randy Orton. Your main event, Mike.
Orc Laser.
I know that reference.
Tim.
We're going to head all the way to Suplex City with a short stop in, what does he call it?
Viperville.
Viperville. Because Viperville is on the way to Suplex City. And they're going to do everything they can to make this an entertaining match. But, yeah, Brock is going to outlast Randy by 3 suplexes.
Well, it only takes 1 RKO to get to Viperville. No enhancement needed.
You've just been dying all show to play that clip.
No, not really. I just quickly brought it up. Omega?
Brock.
So there you go. That's SummerSlam, the SummerSlam preview right here on Russell Talk Radio. Again, facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork. The best place to put your picks. So you can play along in WTR Pick'em. Both versions. NXT and SummerSlam. Did I say time, Tim? It's for the all-time greatest?
All time for the all-time greatest, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Who's the man?
Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do.
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
So we're now trying to determine the all-time greatest wrestling faction. We've narrowed it down to 32 factions. And we'll determine which one is the all-time greatest. What was that?
Those guys.
You can vote weekly at WrestleTalkRadio.com. The bracket is now up on the technology screen so everyone can see. And our first matchup is the Radicals taking on NWO Wolfpack. We'll start with Mike.
You can't beat the four men of technical high flyer. I'm sorry, technical luchador, submission, and powerhouse. And then you have a bunch of people. You got a bunch of guys. You got it. I got to go with the Radicals.
Omega.
My thoughts on NWO Wolfpack can be summed up mostly with Sting, who since the NWO's, you know, inception and the fake Sting thing, is like, no, I will not join the NWO. You cannot make me. I do, you know, I will not stand for this. I will not stand for you. I am defending WC. What? Oh, your shirt's red. Oh, shit, I haven't worn color in years. Yeah, give me that shirt. No, fucking dumb. But you had the Radicals come in, run roughshod, and actually prove that for mid-card guys that WCW just never really gave much, you know, much real chance to, can actually do something in wrestling. Yeah, Radicals.
Tim.
The Radicals are disqualified because of he who shall never be mentioned.
Oh, what's wrong with Perry Saturn?
He's still broken up about Moppy.
Rest in peace, Moppy.
The NWO Wolfpack has to be the winners because Kevin Nash was holding the book at the time. Dude, it's the Radicals.
52% of the audience agrees, the Radicals.
Yeah, I'm pouring out some Pine Sol for Moppy.
Oh, just guys, you've seen the breakdown on the Videotron, okay? That's the 32. You can't write in. Sorry. It's not, no.
There's no write-ins.
No write-in votes.
We had a list of like 52, 53 that we narrowed down and then added to and then took off from.
Yeah, no, we worked too hard on this. This is not the U.S. presidential election. You can't write in your vote.
Correct. Just because you want the disciples of the new church in this bracket. No. All right, Team Extreme versus The Flock, Omega.
I would actually go Flock.
Okay, how come?
Well, if I want to be technical, Team Extreme is a tag team with a valet.
Which is a faction.
Well, the valet happens to wrestle for, you know, and be decent at it, but, you know, it's a faction in that there's three people.
It's a tag team.
You know, at the same time, I wouldn't have called TNA, you know, Test and Albert, a faction.
No, they're a tag team.
Yeah. But they had Trish Stratus.
So that's where you disqualify them?
I'm saying when I think faction, it's something along the lines of the Flock where...
The New Day.
New Day's a tag team.
You're getting into semantics and I hate you for it.
So here's the thing. We had the discussion. Is New Day a faction? Because they were going to be put in the list. But yep. We said they were a tag team.
A tag team.
Like, we went this deep into it.
No, but I honestly always liked The Flock because it had a different feel to it as far as factions go. It is very, like, very cult-like following. You know, where failure is punished. You know, typically, like, anytime you see someone booted out of a faction, the leader beats them up and just leaves them lying in the ring. These guys kept crawling back to Raven, no matter what he did to them. And of course, it eventually led to their, you know, their breakup, which is actually a better way of breaking up a faction than what we typically see, which is someone turning heel. No, these are some people actually turning face out of this. Mm-hmm. which you don't see as often. It's a little bit more of a unique spin to it. But during that time, it's just these really grungy outcast guys just kind of collecting around a cult leader. And even if Raven was never taken out of the mid-card, it still gave him this aura of authority and dread that worked really, really well. It's almost to the point that you have right now with the Wyatts, where it's just this fascination with their leader that keeps making them come back. You know, it's not like he's, you know, he's not wiping them out if they lose a match or anything, but it's still that same cult-like appeal.
Right.
You know, this is, they're just gravitated to this guy, and back then in the 90s in WCW, that was the Flock.
Alright, one for the Flock. Mike.
As much as I gotta do the same thing with Omega. I gotta go with the Flock. Team Extreme. Team Extreme did change. They made history. But as a tag team, that's the only thing that's hindering them. It's not a stable / group. It's a tag team. Flock, aka Nest, that is what you remember then. Oh, that's a group. That's a stable. So I gotta go with the Flock.
Tim?
You know, I wonder how Omega can get his hands on my cheat sheet notes that I have all the time. My argument here, or my preamble, if you will, I was gonna mention that the Flock was the predecessor to the Wyatt family. Damn it, you brought it up.
So from now on, I asked him first, so Omega can't steal his notes.
What, so he can accuse me of stealing his notes?
No, I'll just steal Mike's notes.
Rock paper.
What?
Mike's like, what are they talking about? Don't worry, I'm Mike. Well, you'll find out where in your head.
Screw that. Why are you guys stealing my notes?
You don't get it.
I haven't. Yet.
Not yet.
Shut up.
Rocky doesn't get it.
I don't.
Doesn't matter.
Flock. Smile and wave.
He'll learn.
So you going with Flock, Tim?
Yeah, I'm going with Flak Jacket.
Alright, so the Flock and the Radicals move on. Next week in the all-time greatest, the Fabulous Freebirds takes on D-Generation X, while the Heenan family takes on Camp Cornette.
Ooh.
Fuck.
Should be some interesting battles there.
I'll just tell you this much. There are some really interesting matchups, and boy, did we ever fight over this, hey, Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah. This looks good. Are you sure? Well, you know, these guys shouldn't face those guys yet, and those guys shouldn't face these guys yet. Well, what about if we, like, okay, you know what? Just randomize it.
Well, that's what we do. That's what we do.
Yep.
So there you go. Again, go to WrestleTalkRadio.com starting Monday to vote for week 2 matchups, and we'll talk about them next week on the show.
Vote, damn it. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Time now for some WrestleTalkRadio quick hits. Wow. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow, fine.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some WrestleTalkRadio quick hits.
Alright, let's start with Tim. Tim, who is the best talker in wrestling currently?
How you doing?
No doubt about it.
God, you know, like, are you just talking trash talker or talk talker or what?
Talk talker.
Because it comes down, for me, between Paul Heyman and Enzo. They're both from wrestling, so that counts, right?
Yeah.
So this is what gets me. Do you want the intellectual, or do you want the guy that gets the crowd going? Here's the problem. Paul Heyman gets the crowd going. His style of talking is a complete different style than Enzo. Both are very, very good. One is just a different type than the other. Ah! Right? So I'm going Enzo.
Mike, who is the worst manager in wrestling currently?
Crap. Can I even think of any? I really can't.
You, manager, valet, anyone? Nothing?
Past or present?
Currently.
Can't think of one.
Okay. Like, we'll leave it there. So, Mega, who is the worst manager in wrestling all time?
All-time worst manager.
All-time worst manager.
I was trying to think of something. I was trying really hard. And then it just popped into my head. Bill Alfonso. Dear fucking Ward, I wanted to shove that whistle up his rectum.
Damn near killed him.
Alright, there you go. Alright, Tim, who is the worst talker in wrestling currently?
Rumpins.
No questions asked.
Sucks. How many times have we said get the mic off him?
Alright. Mike, if you were running for office, what would your slogan be?
Wow.
If you like Mary and Barry, you'll love me.
Bingo!
That's funny to me and Mike and nobody else.
What Tim said. If you like Mary and Barry, you'll love me.
So wrong.
On too many levels. Mike, that let you out of prison.
And Omega, if you could give your fans a nickname, what would it be?
Now, here's the thing. I've actually, like, sat down and tried to think this out before.
Of course you did.
God, I can't... Like, I tried to think of this before, and I had the exact same result I'm having now. Just completely blank in my head, because there's no way to spin the... There's no way to spin Omega into something that's, like, catchy name thing.
The Omegaites?
No! No!
Oh, God.
The Omegatrons.
I might get sued for that.
Yep. My first thought was, too cliche.
The Omega Nation.
Omega.
No. The Omega Omen.
It's not a word that really rolls off of anything.
The fatty acids.
Oh my.
Yeah, I said it.
I think you just discovered the brown note, Tim.
The little swimmer's that good. That came from Maddie in the chat room.
I honestly have nothing. I hate those little, like, clicky names for a fan base. Like...
There you go. Call them the click, or the clicky names.
You're not helping.
I know. I'm not intending to.
I'm helping.
Not trying. Don't care.
Rock, I honestly don't. Like, even if I could give him a nickname, I wouldn't.
I will take that answer.
No.
Because you shouldn't. That's a little weird.
It is...
Fatty acid was just a little too esoteric.
No, it was dumb, is what it was.
That's another word for esoteric.
Anyway, that'll do it for another edition of Quick Hits right here on Wrestle Talk Radio.
Another edition of WTR Sunday Night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in. Tell everybody, you know, tune in next week because we're going to review SummerSlam. So we on an hour late. Programming note, we'll be on at 11 o'clock Eastern, 9 ish. O'clock Mountain Time.
11-ish.
Ish, because they probably go overtime. That's what they do lately ever since they put their pay-per-views on the network. And they're now called special events.
4.5 hours-ish.
Or so.
Of a wrestling show.
So basically, as soon as SummerSlam is over, tune into WTR Sunday night. We'll break it down for you and have a lot of fun. Tomorrow night, it's the Raw Post Show immediately following Raw.
11:10 p.m. Eastern, we'll recap everything that goes down on the go-home edition of Monday Night Raw to SummerSlam.
Wednesday night, nothing's going on. Thursday night, it's another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack with both of Lindsay Ward's.
We'll preview NXT TakeOver Brooklyn in detail. We'll preview SummerSlam in detail. We'll give you all the news about TNA that you can possibly handle. It's going to be a loaded show Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow the show on Twitter, at Rack Radio Show, Facebook.com/Rack Radio Show. Go to YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. Subscribe to see the 21 Days in SummerSlam History matches, to see the SummerSlam simulation preview, and for the NXT TakeOver Brooklyn preview, and there may be a live stream or two at some point on our Twitch player. So, we'll go from there. Also, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, search Rack Radio Show.
Yeah, of course, Saturday night's midnight-ish, depending on whether or not Subway can actually hear the music when he gets called. Another edition of CB Radio.
CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter.com. The weird, the wacky, the unusual. We'll preview SummerSlam, do some review of the NXT TakeOver Pick'em, and probably give the Olympic update. It's CB Radio, Saturday night's midnight-ish, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies.
Yeah, there you go. That basically wraps up all the plugs for all the shows here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. For shout out to Matt Schaefer in the chat room. And don't forget, you can follow Wild Talk Radio on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. Check out our Facebook pages, facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. And remember, you can follow Wrestle Talk Radio on the Twitter as well, at Wrestle Talk Radio. Follow me!
Hold on. What? It's at WTR Sunday Night.
Oh, there you go, WTR Sunday Night. Follow me personally on the Twitter, at Flames Forums, just like Matt did, because, you know, Matt does shit like that. See, what else? My personal plugs, I think I'm done.
Your Facebook page?
My Facebook page, yes, facebook.com/menchefs. Yeah, I don't know. Don't ask. I'll explain it eventually one of these days. But, yeah, Man Kitchen on Facebook. Yeah, I'll make a go ahead plug stuff because I'm, you know, done. Or don't.
Or don't. Go to youtube.com/TJOmega, TJ Reviews on the Facebook.
Sorry, I was handling stuff. Hang on.
TJ Reviews on the Facebook page. Everywhere else, it's TJ Omega. Like on Twitter and YouTube and .org and MySpace.
Well, you get through it faster than I do.
Go watch all his videos and fun stuff that he has from MetroCon and all his random reviews. And check out his live streams as well.
I do a lot.
He does a lot. Tuesdays and Thursday live streams, everyday content, TJ Omega on the YouTubes and Omega, or TJOmega.org.
Yeah, you should look into trying to figure out how to make money doing all this shit.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
There you go. Mike!
Hold on. Did I miss anything, Omega?
No, we're covered.
All right, cool. Mike, your turn.
Mike,
yep,
your turn.
Cool. Anyone who wants to see me, you know, talk to me, hi, or possibly look at it, go to my Twitter, the WTR Oreo. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Mike, hold on.
That you kept that nickname. Holy fuck, that's awesome.
Mike, you should go to your Twitter and make sure you're able to be tagged in pictures. That way, you know, you can get interact with all of us when we send out shit. Might be a good idea. Anyway, that's WTR. Uh-huh. Say goodbye, Tim.
Have yourselves a great week, everybody. See you tomorrow night after SummerSlam. Not tomorrow night, next Sunday night after SummerSlam. Pay attention.
He's rusty. Bye, everybody.